Hey, my name is Charlie Silva, and I'm a senior at Lake Highlands High School, and I'll be attending the University of Texas next year. I'd love to share with you a little bit about how I started to see the bigger picture over the course of the last few years and in high school. God's Holy Spirit has been at work in my life ever since I trusted Christ when I was around 8 years old, but it took me a long time to learn what that meant, and there were times when I got stuck and couldn't see the bigger picture rooted in the simplicity of the gospel. I grew up in a Christian household and always knew the right answers to the questions in church, but none of this information I took such pride in knowing ever really stuck in for me, and I never really had much of a relationship with God. I was a people pleaser, self-centered, apathetic, and relied on works rather than faith as assurance for my salvation. And then about 4.5 years ago, there was a mistake during the simple procedure of my older brother Austin getting his wisdom teeth pulled. All of a sudden, the relationship I had with God crumbled to pieces, and I didn't know what to do. Through the pain, confusion, regret, and doubt in my faith, during those 2 weeks of my brother being in the hospital unconscious, God was a steady foundation for me to lean on. I was able to see the impact Austin's Christ-centered life had on the large group of people that couldn't even fit in the waiting room that came to support him, and saw that I wanted a life that inspired others and trusted in God. I came to realize that no matter what happened in this situation, it would lead to God's glory and to eventual goodness, even if things didn't play out the way I wanted it to, which is what ended up happening as he passed away at the end of those 2 weeks. Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." After this, I thought I knew what it meant to have a relationship with Christ, but I still couldn't look beyond myself and struggled with trying to work my way into heaven. In my mind, whenever I sinned or didn't do a devotional, I was failing as a Christian. But through accountability and Christ working in my life, I learned the truth of how I'd been trying to control my life rather than accepting the free gift that God had already offered. As Ephesians 2:8-9 says, "For it is by grace that you have been saved, through faith. And this is not of your doing. It is a free gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast." I learned that making mistakes was a part of being human, and even though I'm called to turn away from sin, when I inevitably fail, Christ's love covers it, and he's there to pick me up and forgive me. God showed me the purpose of reading my Bible was to grow closer to him and not just do it as some legalistic practice. Continuing into my later years of high school, I began to believe the lie that Christ's way wasn't where life was really found and that my way was better. Apathy set into my relationship with Christ, and I slowly grew further away from him without even caring. I would turn to him in those moments when I really needed support, but beyond that, my relationship with him was almost non-existent. I turned to friends for approval in life, and every time I was left disappointed, I tried more and more to get people to like me, believing that if I put in just a little more effort, I would finally be in a spot that I felt accepted and find joy. Surprisingly enough, I never got to that spot of acceptance, and in the end was left sad and feeling alone. In this time of despondence, God was still there for me, and I came to understand that all my attempts to do life on my own would end up in the same spot of the pigsty. God's way was the only one that would lead to actual joy and an acceptance that wasn't dependent on my actions, but rather his love for me as his child. I still fall into sin and the lies of this world, but God's working in my life and is always waiting for me to turn back to him. God was able to use the tragedy of my brother passing away, along with my experiences in high school, to show me the bigger picture that life is found in trusting in him for my strength and salvation. I cannot and will not ever be able to do life on my own. If you resonate with any of the truth I just shared, here's how I'd encourage you to respond. Don't wait until trials and tribulations to commit to a relationship with Christ. His way is so much better than anything you could find on this earth. He's waiting there for you with open arms and loves you so much. Thanks for listening to my story.